Chapter 13. September 30th of Year 1. The incubation chamber informs me it has selected the final embryos. I do not know why, but I am required to confirm the selection. Maybe it has to do with the responsibility I will take on by doing this? I examine the future passengers through the eyes of the incubation chamber. First Eve, then Adam. A three-dimensional microscope image appears in my mind. One cannot tell what they will develop into later, as they only consist of four cells each, but they are absolutely beautiful. I even believe I might be able to distinguish them if I did not know who was in which compartment. But this is probably my imagination, the pride of a father-to-be. Yes, I am really proud of them, though I know they do not carry any of my genes. It does not matter. I will accompany them as long as they need me. I save the image just in case, so I can show it to them at some later date. From today onward, Adam and Eve will grow every day, until they are finally mature enough to be born. The two compartments are filled with a liquid that chemically replicates the fluid found in the uterus of a pregnant woman. It would be too risky to let the embryos grow in absolute zero gravity. Therefore, Messenger, from now on, will simulate gravity by rotating around its longitudinal axis. For one last time, I listen in the direction of Earth. During the coming 9 months, I must not spin the ship around its lateral axis, because this might disorient the cell colonies developing in the incubation chamber. Earth is quiet, just as I expected. While Adam and Eve are growing, I will have to prepare the ship for its new passengers. This will be the most massive remodeling of Messenger so far. Months ago, the matter captured by the tantalum net had been used to greatly increase the ship's surface area. The collecting and building continued. Adam and Eve are going to need a room, a place where they can move around safely, and where the ship's systems can provide for them. The Creator's plan calls this room the nursery.